Class is structured in three parts. So there's a reading section where the participants review and discuss the written works related to that week's theme. And then the second part of the class is the writing part. Participants have an opportunity to write one or several first drafts based on prompts that the facilitator or instructor gives them during that week. And then the third part of the class is the sharing portion, where the participants share their draft out loud right after writing it with the rest of the class and sort of get feedback from the facilitator and the other participants. Some example themes include imagery, point of view or perspective, character, setting, that sort of thing.
Give me an example of a theme. Do they get to choose what themes they want to work on?
An example theme is creative nonfiction, and specifically it mentions Kurt Vonnegut. So sometimes they will target a specific author. For example, in that week, they invited a guest speaker from the Kurt Vonnegut Memorial Library to come and speak with them about Vonnegut's creative nonfiction.
Are participants first-time offenders with light sentences or repeat offenders serving medium to longer sentences?
Our study found that the average sentence was an 11-year term. Overall, they ran the gamut, so there was a range of sentences from 1 to 2 years all the way to life in prison.
What draws the participants to the program?
Some of the reasons that they gave were that the class provides an outlet for expression while they're in prison. Some other participants talked about how it provides a break from their daily routine, you know, just a reason to get out of their cell during the day. In fact, the majority of them mentioned that the program ended up creating a sort of micro family for them in prison, during which in the class they could share their work and show a type of vulnerability that they couldn't show elsewhere, even in other prison programs.
Stacy, what level of competency do inmates in the Indiana Prison Writers Workshop typically have?
So the majority of participants have about a high school diploma or a GED, you know, equivalency of about 70%. Surprisingly, 24%, almost a quarter, have some sort of post-secondary education, with the remainder having about a sixth grade level or higher literacy.
This is a great segue to my final question. Has the Indiana Prison Writers Workshop program encouraged inmates to obtain certifications, high school diplomas, or even college degrees who did not seek advanced education before becoming incarcerated?
Yeah, that's a good question. So as part of this study, we were able to take data from IDOC, and our analysis of that data suggests that enrollment in several types of programming in prison was associated with enrollment in available programming. So that's not just limited to educational programming, but also to available addiction recovery services, in-prison employment, and post-release employment.
What are the hopes of the researchers?
We would hope as researchers that positive outcomes for participants would include things like increased employment after release, even recidivism. We've been in talks with the founder of IPWW to do future research on the program and track individuals who have been released for longer periods of time to see if program participation is related to reductions in recidivism or future involvement in crime. People who have life sentences or a lot of time left on their sentence. We even found positive outcomes for them, such as reductions in prison misconduct violations.
All right, Stacy, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, no problem.